Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm back after a week off. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What a conversation. And I don't know. Some people, I have people that in my life that just think this is futile. Like, I just want to sit there and be like, okay, well, why don't you just start building your own concentration camp? I guess I'm one of those weird people that's like, you know, that the water in the bottle of water is usually about 6 months old before it's actually drank, before you get it. Like, if you buy a bottle of water in the supermarket or at the store, the water that's inside there is like 6 months old, usually before you drink it. I'm like, that's it. Like when they, like most OJs are over a year old, and then they have like a perfume company that makes an essence that they add back into it to bring back the flavor. Very rare. There's no OJ you can buy in the supermarket unless it's fresh squeezed as the actual pure orange juice. All the orange juice is filtered and pasteurized, and after all this stuff is done, then they add the pulp back into it if you want like any type of pulp. It's not like they take... And they take the OJ and press it and pasteurize it and then put it right back in a bottle. No, they filter it and do all kinds of stuff to it. But, you know, just like Pam cooking spray, man. You know what the propellant is in that? Propane. Butane. You're spraying lighter fluid on your kids' hotcakes. Don't believe me? Look it up. But there's just so much going on in this world. It's just nuts. The British Army tracked and monitored lockdown critics and, you know, all these people, these anti-vaxxer lockdowner type people. Yep. Like, that's a surprise. Damar Hamlin says his faith is fueled a speedy recovery. God is using me as a vessel. That's right. You know, God, God, God. Jim Jordan on Tyron Nichols' death. No law can stop evil. It's the truth. You know, we need to, all these, who is it? I'm going to get off of this. Where is it? There's so much going on, folks. It's not even funny. But you have Amy Cobar, you know, cites two pistol attacks to push the assault weapons ban. Yeah, we need to ban guns so that we can have more problems. Listen to this, folks.
Hello, my name is Brian Heasley, and I'm the International Prayer Director for 24/7 Prayer. And today's verse comes from Isaiah 41, verse 40. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And here we have a verse that was delivered to a group of people in exile. And God says, do not fear. Why should they not fear? Because he is with them. The antidote to fear is the presence of God. And then he says to the children of Israel, do not be dismayed. And this word dismayed is kind of in its Hebrew meaning. It means looking around, being scared, being frightened. And actually, our Lord is saying, do not be dismayed. Be calm because I am with you. That beautiful Spanish word, tranquilo, that sense of be tranquil, be calm, because I am your Lord, I am your God, and I am with you, and my righteous hand will uphold you. It's like this sense of God reaching in and supporting, picking us up or coming underneath us and lifting us. This is a verse today that should give us reassurance in challenging times. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. God is with you.
Think about that as you're going through your day today. What was that? It was Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Think about that as you're going through your day today, or whenever you're listening to this, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm someone that, like, I always have the right words to say at the right time for the right, like, when someone, like, if this happens or that happens, hey, this is what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. You know, and I give encouragement and stuff. And Tuesday, I didn't do all shows last week. And on Tuesday night, I think it was, my cat started not breathing, wasn't breathing right. And from then all the way till Friday, we debated taking him to the urgent hospital, like the 24-hour vet clinic where I live, and like renowned, and I'm like, a lot of money, but I'm like, the medications they're giving him, they haven't had time to work, let him to work, and I got some water into him through an eyedropper, and in the morning, like at 4 o'clock in the morning, he's okay, I'm just going to let him sleep. And my niece thought something was wrong, and when we pulled him out, he was lifeless. And, you know, at like 4:30, we got to the animal hospital, and my cat died. And, you know, you always have the, it's been a struggle because me and my wife don't have kids, can't have kids, and it's like a kid. And when you have the right words to say at the right time for the right thing, and, you know, I tell, hey, you know, what does Isaiah 41:10 say? What does this say? What does that say? You know, but when you're the one questioning, all, you have all these questions of why. It just, you know, but, you know, I've been trying to rely on him to get me through. It's been rough, but, you know, that's why I wasn't doing shows last week. I was so dealing with that, and we thought, oh, it's an infection. Oh, he'll get over it, and this and that. And never even got enough medication in him to even know if it would have done anything. But, you know, so keep me and my wife in your prayers. But it's just nuts. This whole world's going crazy, you know. I mean, that stuff with the Katie Holmes and Carrie Lake and all that stuff in Arizona, that's just crazy. Because, like, now they have more. I mean, it's like, yep, a glitch is one thing, but when you're having repeated problems, it's just, there's just, I hope the judges actually take it serious and they're, like, objective and not like, well, yeah, guess what, folks? We're gonna ensure that she loses. You know, I hope they actually, you know, we're gonna make sure that she, like that other judge. I'm only gonna hear 2 out of the 11 things, and then he was basically never gonna hear her case no matter what. He wasn't gonna give her it wouldn't matter what she showed him. She could prove it was rigged, and they made sure she lost, and they make, nope, nothing gonna change. I don't care. You know, but you have, like, Amy Kuchber setting 2 pistol attacks to push assault weapons ban. We need to ban. Oh, I guarantee you those assault weapons, I guarantee you she has people that protect her with those. I'm sure she has security and Secret Service type people that protect her with assault weapons. Yes, that's the liberal made-up term. Assault weapons. That's what you are. We need to ban guns. Oh, I'm going to be fully armed. Yeah, there's going to be about 25 people around me at all times, fully armed with the same thing I'm not allowing you to have. Yeah, good luck, because the Second Amendment has already, yeah, we have the right. And they're trying to find ways around the Second Amendment and around the Constitution. They're trying to bypass the Constitution. You know, it's like Jim Jordan goes off on Tyrese Nichols' death, like, no law's going to stop evil. Sorry. I don't care. I mean, if gun bans were really that, if gun bans were really going to be that effective, then all this cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine that's illegal wouldn't be around. Why don't you make cocaine and all that stuff illegal? Why don't you make it illegal and free? You want it? It's free. We're going to have clinics where the government makes it and just hands it out for free. Just like we took our taxpayer money to give to the pharmaceutical manufacturers to make these vaccines. I can't get into names, but I'm not going to, just out of respect. But I know about four more people who are having major problems cardiologically because of the vaccines. Trust me. Trust me when I told you a long, long time ago, and the guy that calls in a lot said this, that the whole point of it is to get rid of half of the world's population. Trust me. And now they're trying to make all the flu shots have the COVID booster, so it's a combination of the two. You're going, yep. My mom's like, I guess I ain't getting a flu shot now because I'm not getting no more of those. I feel sorry for the people that got them. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. Just do what the government says. Remember, I'm a Trump supporter, so I only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell me to think. No, I'm actually thinking for myself. Yeah, it's called common sense, man. That's what I do. We think for ourselves. That's why we didn't just run out and get this vaccine. Technically, for a vaccine to be fully vetted, just like a prescription or a over-the-counter medication, it takes time. The pandemic would be over before you would have a vaccine fully vetted. You can't fully vet a vaccine in the length of time that COVID hit thing happened. You can't. Look at Zantac and how they had to reformulate it because they had so many people getting cancer and all kinds of problems. And how long was Zantac on the market? Like 30 years? Are you kidding me? Oh, but don't worry, folks. Just shut up and get the vaccine. Yeah. But you need to start, yeah. Most people would be appalled. It's fun when they do these shows where they take it was on the BBC where they took like OJs. One of these is fresh squeezed where he took oranges and did it fresh. One of them is like the Florida's Choice fresh squeezed, and one of them is like, and they did all the way to like the frozen concentrates and pasteurized all this, and they went through and like this and showed you what's really in it. It's like there's no benefit to high octane fuel. And they actually showed people that got better gas mileage than the lower octane fuel, and their car ran better, better gas mileage, and lower emissions. And they paid less. Yeah, and they've actually gone to court over the high price of the premium, and they say that's because of the advertising costs. Yeah, the cheap gas they don't advertise, because if they did, it'd probably be more expensive too. That's the problem. People don't think, you know. Look it up. In Europe, they've actually said that they've studied the PAM and the parts per million of the butane and propane stuff that's in the lighter fluid that's in the PAM cooking spray. is so small that it's not really harmful. Okay. Well, it's just like back in the 1970s, the tobacco industry was, I think it was Liggett Myers was doing crap loads of studies where they took cigarettes and they put everything under the sun with the tobacco. Anything they could think of, wood chips, gold, silver, all these different things. And they found out that if you added palladium to it, it would eliminate all the carcinogens and basically make a safer cigarette. And they came out with Epic. You know why you never heard about Epic? And their slogan was, Epic has it. Well, if Epic is a safer cigarette, then what are all the others? And never saw the light of day because, hey, if this is a safer cigarette, then are the other ones dangerous and deadly and we're all going to die from it? And, yep, and out of respect for billion-dollar profits, Epic never saw a light. And I think in the 80s, like late 80s, they tried to see if it would have actually done what they claim, would have saved a lot of lives. Because I think the long time the tobacco industry knew at some point there was going to be a giant leak and people were going to find out that, yeah, this stuff is heavily addictive and deadly, but let's get it out. Let's try to find a way to make, since we're making billions, let's find a way to make them safe and still make the money. And they never were able to on a mass, but, you know. But know what you're doing. No. Don't just... I cannot believe how many people just quick ran and got a vaccine without even questioning it. Like, wow, that was really quick. Sort of like 9/11, like how it's amazing how instantly right after they had all these names of the people involved in photos and newspapers. Remember that? See, but people, it's like when you look at the Pentagon building and a commercial airliner made that little, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all. I'm just a connected dots. And when they put like a blueprint, they did like a digital blueprint of a commercial airliner over a screenshot of the hole where the Pentagon was. And it's like, there should have been way more damage done if it was a commercial airliner. And some guy goes, yeah, that would have been more like a single propeller. That looks like more of the damage of maybe like a small plane, if it was even, because like, we don't know. Because a lot of people say there's not really much. It's up to you. I'm just throwing that out there. You make the decision. I don't know what to make of it. How they instantly had all those names in the papers. Don't worry, folks. Just shut up and get the vaccine. Just, well, like that's the thing. Like in New York, when they're like, well, it's never really going to be an option. We were just hoping y'all would just shut up and get it without even thinking about it. And I kept crying out like, okay, I don't think there's something, I don't trust this vaccine at all. And now you have all these people having heart problems. But don't worry, folks. We're gonna save the kids by banning guns. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna come up with some. See, there's gonna. Don't worry, folks. I'm gonna still be protected by the same guns that I'm gonna ban you from having. Yeah. Sorry, folks. Sorry, not today, Satan. I don't think so. I don't care. I don't think so. We're going to go ahead and ban. Why don't you make all the drugs free and legal? Yeah, all you have to do is go to a free clinic. There was a country where they actually did that, where they made heroin free and legal and the usage rates plummeted. Well, who's going to, yeah, after school, we're going to go do some heroin, man. Let's go. Just go to a free clinic. No, the rates have plummeted. Because first of all, who's going to, it's illegal to sell, but who's going to sell it? Why would I buy heroin from you when I can get it from a free clinic? No one's going to walk to these free clinics that have heroin and be like, yeah, I want to shoot up. No, they're not going to. If they've never done it, they never will. It's like the tobacco industry. If you're not truly going after children, you're screwed. Because the number of people that are going to start smoking after the age of 21 is not enough to get to keep them in business. But they keep turning, well, there's another shooting. We need to pass gun laws. And then you find out that, oh, yeah, okay, well, yeah, wasn't he a felon? Well, how did he get a gun? Well, he's going to get a gun. I could probably get medications I need that are controlled on the street easier than I could in public to the doctor. I remember when I lived in Vermont, man, you just walk up to this, there's like this little, like near the bakery, there's like this guy with like a trench coat, man, what you need, man? He'd get you anything. If I don't got it, I can play, and like there were like kids that were like in high school or whatever, you could get anything. They could probably get you anything you needed. Grant, this is in like 97. I lived in Vermont, so I mean, you can probably get, I mean, they like trench coat, like, what do you need? And they can probably get you anything you wanted. And if they didn't, and like, you know, but. But don't worry, folks, it's okay. It's okay, we're just conspiracy theorists, but, you know, there's reports now that the British Army had tracked and monitored lockdown critics. People that think the lockdown is, we need to lock everyone down because I think that's the problem. I think so many people are getting so sick right now because they were, I mean, there's still people where I live that there's still panic. There's still like, I mean, you ain't got 10 masks on. Oh, you're gonna kill me. I mean, they got like a hazmat suit on, but you're the problem. Okay, if your hazmat suit works there, lady, how am I going to get you? How am I going to infect you? Like these people that we're going to, everyone's going to die because I'm not vaccinated. Well, if you're vaccinated and your vaccine does what it's supposed to do, you shouldn't ever be able to get COVID. I walked by a guy today and he wasn't vaccinated. And I am, and I'm going to die because he's not vaccinated. I'm going to get COVID even though I'm vaccinated, but he's not. That's just what we live in, folks. They got people, but it's like these kids. What country is the Panama Canal in? The Panama Canal. What country is the Panama Canal in? The Panama Canal. What country is the Panama Canal in? Texas. It's like, what year was the War of 1812? 1812. What year was the War of 1812? The War of 18. I don't know what year. What war was World War II? I don't know what war was World War II. That's, you got it wrong. It was the Second World War. I mean, that's how. That's what's wrong with these kids. Like when they ask, like, who did we fight in the Revolutionary War? Vietnam? And you can say all you want to that they're trying to make this stuff up. Like they're just honey picking. They're just trying to. They're cherry picking to find. No one should get. No, not one person should miss. A kindergartner should be able to answer the question of what year was the War of 1812? 1812! You know, if you don't know that World War II was the Second World War, then you need help. Who did we fight in Vietnam? The Koreans? I mean, that's how... But they've got us so... But that they've dumbed down these kids. They don't know anything. Well, except for they know that they think they're a giraffe or an elephant or something. I am a tangerine. All right there, sit down there, A.A. Ron, okay? You're not a tangerine. This world is just, And then they know how easily manipulated you are. No, what they found out really quickly is, hey, they had a crap load of people that were getting more not working than work. That's why no one wants to work. No, I'm sick. No, I can't go back to work. Like the funny story, I've said this a million times. I had a guy that I used to work with. I saw him at Walmart. He had a mask walking around. It ain't safe to go back to work. You're wearing a mask at Walmart. At least you got a mask on. It's not safe to go back to work, but you're out. Okay, if it's not safe to go back to work, then what are you doing at Walmart? You should be locked in your bedroom, in your closet, with a dehumidifier that has bleach in it. It's just spraying bleach everywhere to sterilize stuff. You should be having like 10 cans of Lysol. People that never left their house but were wearing masks inside their house. It's like if you haven't gone anywhere, you can't get COVID. It's not like COVID's magically going to come into your house. While my grandkids are getting my groceries and they're putting them in the garage and we're letting them sit for 2 days to ensure that there's no COVID, because after like 2 days they say that the virus would not be there. In fact, my mom knew people that were yelling at a couple, you need the social distance, they're married. Heck, when my pastor's wife had COVID, the pastor was drinking out of her glasses and stuff, trying to get it. He couldn't get it. I mean, look at Adam Schiff. He's still pushing the narrative that Trump colluded with Russia. It's been proven false. But these kids don't know that. You show these, it's like these kids that when you say, well, I can never support anyone who said this or that or whatever the case, okay? And then you show them video of their candidate saying, I didn't know he said that. There were a couple people that I didn't know he said. I would have never voted for him if I knew that. Well, then how can you vote for someone if you don't know anything about him? I guess I'm that weird person that when they say, like, the water inside a plastic bottle, like a bottle of water, like Ice Mountain water or like a distilled water, spring water, whatever, it's usually about 6 months old, the water that's inside that plastic bottle of water you're drinking, whether you got it from the convenience store, a gas station, a superstore, a super, like a Walmart, like a Sam's Club type thing, Costco's. I'm like, that's it, 6 months? Like when they have these stats and I'm like, I'm always like shocked that it's not longer. Or like, I can't believe the water in that bottle is 6 months old. It's, wow, I thought it'd be like maybe, if it was over a year old, I would not be surprised. I always joke that they made Coke a dark brown, that way they can cover up the fact that the water's not purified and it's got all kinds of stuff floating in it, but that's not true. In fact, if you want to make an informed choice as a consumer, you have to have a knowledge. You can't sit there and make an informed choice about a vaccine when they're lying to you, when they have like, when they did like trials and stuff, and people in Africa were like dropping like flies. When they take and they do rats and they do tests on them and they're dying left and right and they stop trial. And, you know, that's why you got to have, I mean, these pharmaceutical companies will even try to, like Purdue, we even tried to cover up the fact that the Purdue pharmaceuticals about how addictive OxyContin was. Because it's going to be a $1 billion moneymaker. Yep. You know, Rascal used to lend a paw when I did my conversations for the longest time. And now Fella, the other cat, kind of is taking over. But it's just one of those things, you know. Like when you have the government of UK and their military, you know, tracking lockdown critics. That does not, I mean, if that surprises you, then sorry, folks. Not surprise me in one bit. Well, it's like this like the weaponization of committee Republicans laid down groundwork for investigation. I'm tired of investigations. We know, in fact, we know who was at Epstein Island. Why ain't something being done about it? To think that that chick's in prison, Blackstein, whatever her name is, Hoochie Mama, she's in prison, but like no one else. You know, that new Tom Hanks movie, you gotta go check out Otto. I'm like, that dude was on Epstein Island. No, thank you. I'd rather watch Pure Flicks. Well, it's like I was watching this special the other day, and it was very interesting. You think about it, you know, if you ever look at Monster Energy drinks, and this is, there's been tons of videos of this, but like that, the three claws, well, that claw is the Arabic symbol for V, W, or six. So three claws would be 666, the number of the beast. Well, unleash the beast, well, the beast would be Satan. And what happens when you unleash the beast, when you turn it upside down, there's a cross that makes the letter O, that when you turn it upside, it'd be an upside down cross. And what's funny is, what is that Arabic symbol? Three sixes? It can be that. It can be three Vs or three Ws. Well, what could the World Wide Web, three Ws, be? Could that be an Arabic translation if you switch it? Could it be 666, just like the symbol can be a 6, a V, or a W? And you see how much the society's dumbed down. There are people that are on TikTok so much that it just, luckily when I try to find pastors on there and I try to get ones that I get into the Word. But there are people that will sit there and they get on those, and 7 hours later, they're still on it. Let me see here. I want to see where I'm at, folks. It's 26 minutes about left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just under 26 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in where we are around the world. But, you know, I remember I was at one of my friend's houses and I was helping. I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter. And, you know, and I'm torn now because if they were to legalize cannabis, guess what? Oh, yeah, that's one thing. Then they can, then the cannabis shops, you could use a card, like a bank card or a debit card or a credit card, and they can move forward with an all-digital currency. But it's like all these, like, gummies and stuff that made with THC-9, you know, CBD, you know, and CBD and all that stuff, and it's because of this 2018 Farm Bill, it's legal everywhere. Well, not really. Yeah, it is. It's legal. Not technically, because if your company drug tests for cannabis or marijuana, if you pop positive using it, they have no way of saying, okay, yeah, you're taking this legal CBD. And some companies, well, you can use the CBD-9 THC as much as you want, but if you fail a drug test, you're fired. It's legal. Well, because there's no way for us to distinguish between using marijuana or this, and, you know, and so it's one of those things. But it's like I was at her house helping her out, like, what kind of CBD should she get, like, full spectrum? Should she get this? And when I showed her Irvin Rosenfeld's book, and she's like, that's a prescription. I'm like, yeah, since 1982, the guy's been getting 300 marijuana cigarettes paid for by your tax dollars. Smokes 10 a day. But you think about it like this. The whole time we're there, it's a beautiful day outside. And, of course, her one son's in there. Okay, I'm going into the room. Turning on flashlight. Getting out my elixir of the turnip. Oh, no, he was some sort of like a World of Warcraft kind of Game of Thrones kind of thing. And I'm like, I'd have been outside until my parents had to call me to come in. You know, so it's one of those things that just like, like, you know, we went, I'm like to have this NFL 60, get out and play. You didn't have to tell us that we had our imagination. We had sticks that were, I remember I have a photo somewhere where it was like some like historic day, like we have a feast at Hunter's Moon out here. And we're playing and we had like a wooden stick that looked like a gun. I'm like, now he'd be like getting in trouble, sent to the principal's office because you had a stick that looked like a gun. It's just this world, man. It's this world that we're coming into. Don't worry, folks. But this is kind of cool. The extreme left Google recently laid off around 12,000 employees, including the company's director of mental health and well-being. This is particularly important as their woke Silicon Valley employee base are seeking psychological safety after seeing their colleagues shown the door. Well, it's like, you know, they're starting to try to do stuff because, hey, when we're this anti-American woke crap and it ain't going anywhere, now they're going to have to try to find a way to make it look like it's not woke, but it is woke, so that they're going to have to try to find other ways to try to indoctrinate people. Well, it's like I said, hey, no one cares about this BLM ATS stuff, the Antifa crap, so guess what? No one's, like, how do we take it to the street? We have to take it to the street since no one's doing anything with it on the telly. But hey. It's like all these people, like, we want to know where the foreign money went to the Bidens. Where did it go? Why did it go there? Where in the Bidens did it go? Did it go to Joe? Did it go to Hunter? Did it go to other family? Where did it go and why did it go there? We want to have the investigation of the investigation of the investigation. Folks, until I start seeing politicians on the right and the left hanging from gallows, sorry, I'm tired of these investigations. I want to become a politician so I can get away with all this crap. Trump can lead by triple digits if the election is going to be rigged like it is in Arizona. I just love that we have a lady in Arizona that's not backing down. It's like, not today, Satan. We just got to hope that there are judges that will actually realistically hear her and not just be like, she lost no matter what. I don't care what she shows us. She lost. I don't care what you prove. I don't care. We're going to throw your case out. You're not going to, whatever. I don't care. You know, until we get a judge, it's actually going to, it's like, I'm where the Libby and Abby cases, and they're, you know, like right next door. And it shocked our community, the Delphi community, everything. And it's like, they want to make sure they get a fair jury. And the jury needs to be one of, I'm sorry, but if that guy's in, if I was a juror on there, I'm like, what do you think? I'm like, I don't care. I don't care about the guy. If the evidence proves he's guilty, then whatever sentence he should get is the sentence he should get. If he's not guilty, he's not guilty. I want it to be, if there's no evidence, if I don't believe beyond a reasonable doubt that he did it, then no. But it's one of those things. You have to be, you know, we can't have this innocent until proven guilty. Yeah, we need that in this country. Not you're guilty by the media until, well, you're just guilty. We don't care. I just got the prettiest girl in all of Indiana just walked in the room, in the studio. But, you know, I mean, it's just this, it's what we live in. Like I was talking about earlier, when they go around and ask people, what country
is a show in memory of Rascal?
Oh, yeah. And like I was talking about earlier, you know, like I said, you know, fellas come up several times since Rascal's not here. But it's one of those things that, you know, it's like they've done these kids down so much that when you ask them, what country is the Panama, let me repeat, the Panama Canal, you know, the country of Panama, what country is the Panama Canal in?
Florida.
What war was the Second World War? That was World War
One. No, that was the third one.
What year was the War of 1812?
1912.
They've gotten them so dumbed down so much. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. I can't tell you what war, what year the War of 1812 was, but I know I'm a tangerine. I know that. I'm a tangerine. Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, squeeze some juice for me. Because that's what I believe I am, even though I don't know anything else. But that's just what we live in these. They don't care. You only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you to say. Okay, well, just shut up and get the vaccine. I mean, I was the one telling people, guess what, folks? Don't worry. Don't worry. It's going to take out half the population. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. The British military is going to be, oh, no, they can't really do much protecting after years of cuts and stuff. The British military ain't really able, yeah. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Folks, if you can't get a driver's license, just go to California. They've given since 2015 about 1 million illegal immigrants driver's licenses. So if you can't get a driver's license in your home state, just go to California.
Have you heard what they're doing in New York? After they've destroyed all the hotels that they were being $500 a night hotel rooms, they trashed them and stuff. Now, they said they moved them out of there, put them in a center, which is kind of one of the sports arenas or something like that. I don't.
Yeah.
And they had the gall to say they weren't good enough, so they locked there. Tried to go to the hotels. The hotels locked them out, so now they're on the street.
Wow. But I just,
and they got a list of demands that they're given either the mayor or the governor.
I want to figure out like how I can get the free stuff and just fly out to California, get all my free stuff and come back. My name is Juan. But it's okay, folks. And those illegals, I mean, where are they getting, I mean, I'm sure they, I mean, how are they working? How are they paying for insurance? How are they paying for the car? Now, I can understand if it's just like an ID kind of thing, but it's actually a driver's license. Yeah. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Especially in a state where they have, like, water restrictions. Firefighters had to use 6,000 gallons of water to extinguish a Tesla car that spontaneously went up in flames. Well, when the founder of Tesla took like $41 billion worth or something of stock and sold it. Yeah. And someone offered me a Tesla car, I'd be like, sweet, cool. Hopefully they don't care that I'm going to get rid of it instantly and buy me a Ford or Chevy or something. I have about 13 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to this amazing conversation, folks. This is the first time I've done this show without my cat. You know, because when we got Rascal, my wife, like, she didn't think I'd like him. She didn't know if I didn't want him, and I'm like, he was attached to me at the hip, and now Bella is around, but it's just one of those things that just, like, when you sit there and, like, you do laundry for, like, 6 years, and you can't do it without him in the basket of clean clothes, getting his hair over everything, and, you know, I always have the right words to say at the right time for people when, you know, I lost my aunt or my uncle or this happened or that happened, and you always have seem like you have the right words to say, but when it's you going through it, it's like, okay, where's the, you know, my wife had a license plate on the front of her car that said, put God first and watch him work, and, you know, and sometimes we lose sight of that, and we can't, you know, this, you know, DeMar Hamlin, he's like, you know, I believe my faith fueled my speedy recovery, and God is using me as a vessel, and I love how some of these NHL and NFL players and NBA players are coming out saying, I'm a Christian. I might do this hockey game, but I ain't wearing no pride crap. Nope, sorry. If I got to be benched, I don't care. If you're going to support this stuff, I don't know why I'm even... It's nice to see people. You know, my wife's a Christian, so am I. And I'm not going to... Like I told my mom, I said, you know what? Well, I guess I'd rather rot in... Like my pastor says, I'd rather rot in prison and go to heaven than denounce God. You know, if they want to throw me in prison for praising Jesus Christ, sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, with to our God. Every praise, I'll be praising him. I ain't going nowhere. Mm-mm. Sorry, folks, you can't come in here. We've all been vaccinated. We're quarantining. I'd be like, sorry, you can't come in here.
You heard what happened to that 11-year-old girl in, I think it was a bill, at the Mall of America, right? Or was it a guy?
Yeah, he had a Jesus Save shirt, and they said that was, what was it? He was soliciting, and they wouldn't let him in?
Yeah, he wasn't soliciting. He wanted to go there and shop. He just had his shirt on. Yeah.
I'd be like, okay. So who does my attorney contact? Because, yeah, you're going to be – I'll own that mall. I'll be changing it to the –
This shows you.
So we'll see about that. I don't know. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, my before and after challenge photo. Me when I was like in third grade or fourth grade, no, me or like third or second grade, and then a photo of me holding up my I can't believe it's not butter. Oh, yeah. I love it. I shared the video, and it's like this Gen Xers don't play, and it was like, and this girl's like, you didn't charge my phone or something, and next thing you know, hey, honey, how you doing? Yeah, you're acting a little stupid here. We don't. How about we get a Coke and I tell you all about that. You ain't gonna do that again. I mean, but that's how it is. I didn't have to deal with that because I did what my parents said.
Could you imagine if we acted like that?
I would have been.
Our parents are very much alike when it comes to that kind of stuff, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine our dad?
Oh, my, that would have beat my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a kind of a interesting statistic that just came out. 90% of all electric cars are still on the road today. The other 10% actually made it home. And it's funny because it has like a white cat that kind of looks like Rascal in a way. Like, driving the car or something like that. It's just, I just had to. Well, this is how I shared this photo on my Facebook, and it was hilarious. It was a peanut butter jar from Dollar Tree, and it says, allergen contains peanuts. If you need to tell people that peanut butter contains peanuts, well, I guess you have to tell people what year the War of 1812 was, because they don't know it was 1812. I gave you the answer in the question. Who did we fight in the Vietnam War? The Vietnam War. What country did we fight in the Vietnam War?
Germany.
That's right. It's a big fat cock-a-doodle-doo. That's right, folks. It's like, oh, that little word game, that was funny. Back way back, that was long, that's like an 80s. But yeah, that's the world we're from, folks. Yes, that's the world we're coming to, folks. When you have to tell people that peanut butter contains peanuts. But don't worry, folks. It's all going to be better because we're going to have investigations on investigations of the investigations for the investigations. That's right, folks. I got about 6 minutes left. I want to get in just a little bit of Premier League news, but thank you so much. Tomorrow's transfer deadline day, and Manchester United might get, maybe they might, if they're going to do anyone, it's going to be a loan if they get anybody. And I don't even think they're going to do that. But it's all good because the Glazers are holding out for the highest bidder to see who they can get the most money out of the club. If I was going there, I'd be like, well, yeah, well, thank God you got Ten Hag, because without him, you'd be going nowhere. I mean, you're not really making money. I'm going to have to at least put $2 billion into a new stadium, or $1 billion at minimum, to renovate Old Trafford, which, you know, I think the fans would want to so there's $1 billion that just has to go into the stadium alone. That's not including getting players in here and stuff. Yeah, I hope they get it. But then, I mean, if they get lowballed by too many people, which I think they're going to try to get the highest bidder, see who's, I don't know what they'd do. I don't know. I just have a feeling that they're just going to try to get the highest bidder. And, you know, and until we know what they want, you know, all I know is that whoever's going to take over the club is going to have to spend a lot of money to start making money. And that's the only good thing about it. I mean, I guarantee you we're not going to do any deals in the transfer except for maybe a loan. You know, and we're one injury away. All it takes is Marcus Rashford getting hurt. And boom, okay, it's nuts. We have some great victories, and it's like, yeah, title contenders, and we're one injury away. I mean, you can't play three games a week and expect those players to stay in tip-top shape and not get worn out. He didn't have that many players to rotate. Alanga needs to go on loan, that's for sure. Get some experience. We just have to wait and see what happens, folks, because I just don't. I mean, I'd love to get Sir Jim Ratcliffe, but, I mean, what? Yeah, he loves Manchester United. He's from Manchester. He's a good lad. He's the richest Brit, but, I mean, does he have enough money to probably buy the club? Yeah. Okay, well, then how is he going to renovate the stadium? How is he going to build the stuff? How is he going to get transfers in? How is he going to? Too many questions, and what's his, you know, so we'll have to wait and see. But just about 3 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you were a part of. Thank you so much. Stand up for what you believe in, even if you're standing alone. That's what this nation needs more of. You need more people like me that when they tell you a fact or something, you go, that's it? Like, you know, sorry, I'm one of those people that, like, and they tell you something like that, I just don't trust. I actually think. You know, if you want to have an informed choice, demand it. Know that there's butane and propane as a propellant in PAM cooking spray. No matter how minute the parts per million are when it's sprayed on the stuff, know that there is butane and propane as a propellant in PAM. Know that. Know that the average water in a bottle of water is 6 months old before you even get it and drink it. I'm surprised it's not like a year old, but whatever the case. Know that. Know that 90% of OJ is frozen and concentrated and it's lost all its scent, so they go to a perfume manufacturer where they get like essential oils and stuff to make a scent so that when they can add it, so when they put it in the OJ, it brings back the smell and taste of like it was when it was fresh because it's lost it over the year of being frozen. Know that if you use high-octane gas, you usually get lower gas mileage. The emissions aren't better. They're worse. You spend way more on the gas. It's better to use the lowest octane possible. No. If you want to have a choice, make sure it's an informed choice. I don't care if you're a conservative or Democrat, libertarian, whatever. No. If you believe in Jesus Christ, like Damar Hamlin, be able to stand up and say, hey, I believe in Jesus Christ. Stand up for your rights and say, hey, no, you're not going to throw me out of this dang mall because I have a Jesus Save shirt. You're violating my freedom of speech. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually put to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.